Hey, what's going on, guys? Just to give you a little preview of episode 6 before we start this episode. We went out to Rialto, California, or Fontana, whichever the fuck. They're the same. I think so. Basically, in Rancho Cucamonga. Anyways, it's a little special one. We went out to go see Lenny Kane. Me, DJ, and Dab. You know, his first son's first birthday. We hadn't seen him in a long time, so I really thought, you know, we'd do this one for him. And so, Lenny, if you hear this, bro, I man, this was for you. Shout out. Follow Daryl Joe on YouTube and on Instagram. Daryl Joe _ for Instagram. Follow Pablo Santoro. Just take out the A from Santoro. Pablo Santoro _. You know what I'm saying? Follow your boy. Anyways, let's get to the episode. I hope y'all guys like this one. DM me through Instagram. Send me a snap if y'all got me. You know what I'm saying? Send me some questions, what y'all think, some comments. I hope y'all like this one. I really did enjoy this one. All right, guys. Enjoy, fuckers. We're alive.
All right. Walking through the podcast.
I told you, bro.
Introduction.
Hey, Deb, you got another one?
Yeah, all right,
cool.
Well, how the podcast works, we just talk about anything, any topic that really comes up.
Let me see that.
Take me through when you formulated.
Yeah, can you try to split that for me, bro?
Formulated the plot.
My fingers are too buff.
How I start a podcast? Well, 50% I do content, 50% I wing it. I like to do half and half. For some reason, that's just how I work. I like to figure shit out as I go in the action. And so sometimes I have like great ideas as I'm like doing a podcast, and then boom, I'll bring it into the subject, and like then I'll produce content sort of like a freestyle. You know what I'm saying? So like it'll just be like that, some type of shit, and I'll go with it. Oh shit, there's a mosquito in here. Oh shit, nigga. Oh shit, nigga.
Oh, I got weed on.
Get out. You got out the way. He's out. It's out. Oh, shit.
Man, this is the second time Julian has fought a mosquito.
Man, I'm gonna just chill like this, nigga.
You feel me? Give him the 3-piece with the soda. Bro. You feel me? Glide out.
This nigga Julian was great. We were smoking weed earlier by the pool, bro. We were sitting down on the pool chairs and shit, and this mosquito had flown up to my nigga. Bro, I swear to God, bro, it looked like he got attacked by a bear. He started boxing and screaming and all types of shit. I said, what happened? I'm trying to pass him the blood like this, my hand like this in front of him, over there like falling off the shit.
Fuck, that shit was big, bro.
Y'all probably couldn't even see that shit.
That shit was in my face, bro. It was in my face. I had like, I just swung, bro. I was like, fuck that shit.
Yeah, you was sweet, dude.
I don't like no types of blood from me.
Hell nah.
I hate that shit, bro. Especially when they flying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like you be trying to hit that motherfucker and it just goes.
Which lets you know it's been watching. Why,
you know what I mean? Like you just feel the air and just go around. Like
hella buzzing in your ear and shit.
Hella smoking right in front of that crib.
That's cool. Lady was about to start yelling.
What if that nigga came out here and was like,
this is what I can do?
He was like, yo, bro, let me get a hit, bro, before I go in.
Damn, that motherfucker got a big ass hoe. I mean, I can try it, man.
Can you save it?
She got a big ass hoe. Alright. Nah, I can show this.
Yeah, you gotta put in the work.
Damn, JR, you been puffing on that
hoe
for
a minute. Hell nah, don't even give me that shit. Do not give me that shit.
You babysit, boy.
I just got the blunt, bro. DJ just passed me that
Hell
shit.
Hell no.
Start capping
this shit. Hell no.
Start blaming on it.
Okay. No, just...
But yeah, bro.
Hey, Lenny, you gotta move back to the valley, bro.
Bro, valley, even out here.
You gotta, bro. We gotta link up with that nigga, Vonnie Yosho.
Yeah, you know him?
No.
Yeah,
I heard that one song. I heard that one song.
What you doing tomorrow?
Nothing.
Nothing? Alright, I'm gonna link you up with Vonnie's dude that works at this radio shit. Of the Valley niggas. Keep it a buck. That's no disrespect to Valley niggas.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it's niggas that rap that shouldn't be rapping in the Valley.
Yeah.
He's in bro, nah, bro. This ain't... Nah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's not working?
Nah, bro. Nah, hey, this is done. Bro, this is done.
Let's go pick up another.
You ain't got another way?
Alright,
cool. Hey, let me just keep this one on there and then just...
I'll roll it, bro.
No, nah, just wait. Nah, it's already done, nigga. It's cracked and shit.
Hey, we gotta throw this out. This shit fucking broken on this, too. Hold on, bro.
What the fuck? Hold on, bro.
Damn, my nigga, that shit was big. You a wasteful nigga, bro.
What are you wasteful? What you gonna do with that?
You a wasteful nigga, dad.
My nigga said, hold on, bro.
I know, right? Dude, you threw a decent ass blunt out. You could have, like.
He didn't even say roach. He said blunt.
Dad be doing shit like that sometimes. He'd be like, nah, the blunt done. It's halfway and shit. Throw it out. I'd be like, bro, like, bro, pass the shit. I'm right here too, nigga. I want to puff. Like, you know what I'm saying? I would take a hit. You feel me? Yeah. That should be funny, bro.
I told John Manop I was hot when he met me.
Ooh. Nah,
like,
you want me to just hold it?
It's cool because I feel like this other rap in my car is it's that new invisible rap. You feel me? Like, you feel me? Got the blood like this. You feel me? Yeah. Nah, it was just thought I could pick it up. Like,
the whole chunk out of it. What if that shit really picked up though?
Yeah, that's how you know that shit.
Yeah, what you guys boof? Get that trash. No. You feel me? That was a nice little conversation.
Bro, I'm about to put a beat on, bro.
He said, fuck the bullshit. I'm about to throw a beat on.
You don't understand, man. I have no time by myself. I have a son. Every time I wake up. At 6 a.m., mind you. Every day, this nigga is in the screaming phase. So when he wakes up, the first thing he does... just scream. He don't cry no more. He just starts screaming until one of us get up. It's fucking me. If it ain't her, then it's me. 6 a.m. every day. So I haven't been on some music tip. But now, I play the smooth. I let her go in there with the, you know, with my son and everything. And I'm out here. I'm chilling. That's being a parent, man. You gotta finesse.
You gotta finesse. I left him with her now.
No, I'm out here chilling, doing my thing. Literally haven't been able to drink, haven't been able to turn up, been able to rap, nothing.
It's time consuming.
Time consuming, so, but now that he's one, he's getting more independent.
So
I'm gonna start getting back into it. I'm not gonna drop no music yet, but I give it like a month.
So would you really say that being a parent really like opened up a whole perspective for you?
it opened up a whole new world that I didn't even know existed. Like, if that makes any sense. Like, I'm not talking about, like, a new fucking, like, psychedelic shit, but, like, on the feeling level. Like, he fucking fell off the bed. The bed's not that tall. It's literally, like, from here to the floor. Like, his shoulder, like, this is the bed. He fell off the bed, hit his face, whatever the fuck, got a little bump or whatever. When that shit happened, when he was crying, I felt like I fucking got punched in the fucking face.
Yeah.
Like, even if it was that small, like, I know it didn't hurt him, but it was just a shock. And just seeing him cry because of what he did just fucking just hurt me. And me being a man, like, well, I shouldn't be getting hurt like that, you know, just from seeing some shit. Because I've seen some shit, like.
Yeah.
That shit hasn't fucked
me. Hey, what y'all think about her?
She
on the thick side, though.
She on the thick side. She makes the team. She makes the team.
This is what it looked like. You gotta see it from the side.
Yes, the hips. God, that was stupid.
Hey, you wanna hear some new shit, Lynn?
Hell no, I don't wanna hear your shit. No, I'm just looking. Slap that shit.
Hey, you watched that video that I dropped?
A little quick one.
The one you just dropped, I haven't seen it, but I know you dropped it.
Did you see the first one?
What you mean the first one?
Bro, I got two videos out.
Wait, what?
Go to Daryl Joe TV.
I got this
at YouTube. Follow him. Yeah. Follow him on Instagram too, Daryl Joe _. He playing this shit. You know what I'm saying? And now you heard it here. We came all the way to Rialto to come visit Lenny. On a whole new energy, on a whole new adventure. So I'm about to cut it here. Hope y'all
real homie shit.
Some real
y'all
shit.
Homies ain't doing that for y'all homies. I don't know what homies are, but I got real ones around me, my knee.
Oh shit. Well, anyways, I hope y'all had a good one. All right then. Peace out, bitches.